My name is John Erling. Today's date is May 4th, 2016. Tom, would you state your full name, please?
Thomas Allen Coburn.
Your date of birth and your present age?
3/14/48, and I'm 68 years of age.
We are recording this interview in the recording facilities here at VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
Casper, Wyoming.
Your mother's name?
Her maiden name?
Yes.
Anita Joy Allen.
Where did she grow up, and describe her personality for?
Oh, neat lady. She grew up in a small farming town in mid-central Oklahoma, Drummond, outside of Enid. Her parents ran a cafe. Her father was a World War I hero, got the French Croix de Guerre, but they had a difficult childhood because of alcohol. But nevertheless, grew up, met my dad. My dad was an errand boy for American Optical.
And your father's name?
Went by Bill Coburn, O.W. Coburn. He started working when he was 11 years of age because of family needs, and met my mother at, I think, a Crest store.
Your father's personality, what kind of person?
He was outgoing, aggressive, go-getter, hard worker, taught us all how to work in our family. He had to. He had three siblings and a mother to support.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers and a sister. One has since passed.
Where are you in the birth order?
I'm third.
Your mother, again, she was a nurturing type of woman?
Oh, yeah, great woman. Lived until she was 89. Just died 4 or 5 years ago.
Your father, then, again, he was an optician?
No, what he was a wholesale laboratory operator, but he started out as an errand boy for American Optical and got a job with Tom Brown Optical and then got a job with some other people, Bosch and Lomb and American Optical, and he was in Casper working with a guy by the name of Jack Lamb in an independent wholesale laboratory up there. That's why I was born in Casper.
But then he founded a company.
Mm-hmm, he did.
And the name of that was?
Coburn Optical.
Did he operate that for many years?
Yes, he did. He built a rather successful business and had his brother join him about halfway through that, who was an optometrist, who came and ran the sales side of it, and then three of us joined him. Three boys joined at one time, some with success and some not. But it was a family business, eventually went public and was sold.
Interesting to know that the Oral Roberts Law School was named in honor of your father.
Mm-hmm.
The O.W. Coburn School of Law, dedicated in 1979. How did that relationship come
about? That
was
through Charles Cothey, who was a brilliant lawyer here in Tulsa, and was his lawyer, and thought that they needed a law school where they taught reconciliation instead of alienation. And my dad bought into that.
So he must have contributed a significant amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
To have a name after him.
Well, it didn't last because the law school was sent to Pat Robertson School.
Right. It was closed in 1985.
Yeah.
Professors included Anita Hill, interestingly enough, who, of course, became part of the story and the nomination of Clarence Thomas. Did you ever meet her?
No.
Back to your education. Your first school you remember attending? Elementary?
Longfellow in Muskogee.
Okay, in Muskogee. Mm-hmm. Okay, how did I get your family to Muskogee?
They moved there from Casper, Wyoming. My father took a job for Tom Brown Optical in Muskogee.
So then into high school, junior high school and high school?
Junior high, high school, all the way through.
In Muskogee.
Uh-huh.
When did you graduate from high school?
66.
Then on to college?
Mm-hmm, Oklahoma State.
And what was your degree to be
in? Accounting.
In accounting. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking you were going to be?
Business management. If you can account for it, you can manage it.
Because you knew the family business was there.
Well, yeah, and my dad wanted us to come in, so I did.
This would be before your time, but December 7th, 1941, you weren't born. Did it affect any of your family or hear any stories how it may have affected?
Oh, sure. My dad and his two brothers were all in the military. My dad didn't stay long. When he was a young boy, he got run over by a milk wagon and had some real bad vertebrae in his back. He was in the Navy, and they found out he couldn't scrub ships very well because of his fused back, so they decided they didn't want him. But my other two brothers both fought in the Pacific, significant fights in the Pacific, and returned home.
What year did you graduate from Oklahoma State?
1970.
Somewhere along the line, you met a lady who was the 1967 Miss Oklahoma.
Oh, I met her in the first grade.
Oh, really? And her name?
Carolyn Denton.
You met her in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Was she the apple of your eye?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, I never really seriously dated anybody other than her. I mean, she was my best friend for years before I ever asked her out on a date.
Then somewhere in college or something, you decided to...
Well, we decided we'd get married. We got married during the middle of our junior year.
From your marriage, you have three daughters?
I have three daughters.
And their names?
Oldest is Callie. She is 46. She'll be 46 this summer. Middle is Katie, and she'll be 43. And Sarah, who will be 38, I guess, or 39.
Sarah has become about as famous as you have through her operatic soprano singing.
Hopefully more so.
And she's quite accomplished, isn't she? National Grand Finalist in 2001, the Metropolitan Opera National Council in auditions. Voice was described as silvery, resonant soprano. Obviously, you're terribly proud of her. Does she get all her singing skills from you?
None. She gets them all from her mother and her mother's side of the
family. Oh.
You wouldn't even want me sitting next to you in church.
So, does your wife sing?
She did. I mean, when she was Miss Oklahoma, that was her talent. She can sing. She just doesn't.
But anyway, it's traced through...
It's not traced through the Coburn lineage at all.